This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to Reinvention Radio. And we are sounding off. We gotta change it to the sound on. I think that'll be better. Should we change it to the sound on? No? Sound off, keep it sound up. Okay, cool. Well, hi, Mary Goulet. We're hanging out. What's going on? Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, and you're reading a book. What's the book called?
Rediscover Catholicism.
You know what? I was actually reading that this morning. Then you know what I said to myself? I'm a Jew. Why am I reading this book? Because I never lost it in the first place. And so I picked up my own copy of Rediscovering Judaism. And shalom, my brother and my sister. And we are good to go.
What's up,
Richie? Richie O'Day. Hey, and wait, hanging down in the studio, right? Yeah, all good? Yeah, good over there?
Well, let's talk about Richard reinventing sounding off on Catalina Island.
Sounding off on right? I know, dude. How nice is that?
He didn't even tell us or invite us.
Very sad.
He's not even apologizing.
No, he's like, I wanted family time, and you guys aren't...
Although I don't remember any additional bungalows down in Mexico.
Yeah, Mayor. Come on. Yeah. That's why I kept it short.
So you were saying on this cruise, and by the way, was it like a 2-day, 3-day, it was a carnival cruise, you just kind of hung
three
out?
3-day.
Okay, nice. And so you guys take cruises? Are you a cruise people?
We love it.
You do? God, do you get seasick, like, ever? Do you feel the waves? I mean, you're a surfer, dude, so you don't care about wave stuff.
None of that stuff bothers me, and if you're queasy hearing people talk about weird stuff, tune off for 30 seconds right now. The only time I get seasick is...
I thought you were talking about people on the boat.
Me too.
I'm talking about listeners.
Listeners.
The only time I actually get seasick is sleeping on a fishing boat and then getting up and smelling...
Fish.
Fish, urine, and diesel all in the bathroom at the same time, and then I lose it.
So
if I don't fall asleep on that boat first, though, and it's just like a night fishing trip, mm-hmm. never bugs me. There's just something about lying down and then getting up and getting all those smells at the same time. It's just, it's done.
I was picturing a rowboat for a fishing boat. Like, I'm Midwestern, right? You're Midwestern. So when we say fishing boats, I'm thinking like a rowboat, kind of, like that thing with like the stool. You know, you sit on in the back of the boat. You know what I'm talking about? Like that one chair. Like, everybody else is uncomfortable, and there's that one chair.
Have you never gone deep sea fishing yet?
No, I've never gone deep sea fishing. So you're talking about like a real boat.
Yeah, a real boat.
Like, okay.
My friends from church went on one, like,
was that
last
after they
night?
Rediscovered the cult?
They left at 9 o'clock at night.
On and a then fishing boat?
Yeah. Yes. Ooh. Bluefin. They're going after bluefin.
It's amazing. We have some of the best fishing in the world right here.
Right? All right. So you were talking a little bit about food on these cruise ships, and like it's an all you can eat kind of thing, right? Like, you can have all the food you want, all the drink you want,
even in the fancy dining too.
So all the cruise ships are all inclusive. So when you buy your ticket, it's all, or do you, or
except
some,
liquor?
Liquor is not included.
There's people who spend more on liquor than their cruise.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I mean,
and if they just had a deal with liquor.com, they could probably save quite a bit on their liquor purchases.
Exactly. All right. So let me ask you. So the food, good, bad. You took Carnival, right? So is that a good ship for food? I mean, you were saying not too hungry when you walked in here right now.
Yeah. I mean, they're all good. They're all different. Of the big ones, let's say Royal Caribbean's probably the best all round if you're just like you're just going as a couple.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Holland is for like the older people. We had two people die on a Holland cruise. Like, a balloon popped in a show and someone had a heart attack.
Sorry.
Felt so bad.
So wait, kind of funny. So going back to the last sound off, did they just put them on the plank, light them on fire, and just drop them in?
No.
Was that part of their instructions? Is that no?
But Carnival's like the most all-round.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little bit of everybody on a Carnival cruise.
I bet you do. Yeah. And you're stuck with them for
it's
however
like
long.
Las
you're...
Vegas on the water.
Exactly.
Which is exactly, right? I think, why we hate cruises.
Well, so when we were in Cabo,
you never know what you're going to get.
They would come, the cruise ships would come in, and then they would drop some kind of door down toward the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then
water
get on
taxi.
The...
Yeah.
But the ships are humongous.
Are they separated? So like top two levels are the VIPs and the bottom two levels, and by the way, you're not allowed to go
or
up
or can
stairway,
everyone or, run everywhere?
You can pretty much go everywhere.
Ooh.
there's a couple kind of VIP when it comes to dining. Mm-hmm. You have to pay a couple things extra. But, yeah. I mean, it's the coolest thing when you're sitting there and you're like, oh, that spare ribs was some of the best amazing spare ribs I ever have. Can wow. I have two more of those, please?
Right. And,
you know, and they'll bring the two more entrees
nice.
Even.
Yeah.
Did you have dinner with the captain?
Not this time.
Is that an option?
Yeah.
Yes.
One of the nights you dress up, get all formal, and the captain comes in.
Oh, man.
What we mostly love, and I'll drop it after this, is like you get on and you're ready to party.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you haven't even left the dock yet, and half the people are up at the pool or the bar. Yeah. Or
don't you have
something.
To do that life jacket roll like –
There's like it's like the plane thing. They do like when you get on, they get like the passenger seatbelt, the oxygen mask. They probably do all that training.
I remember
stuff when
that
you get on, right?
When we went from Long Beach down to Ensenada.
Yep.
And then we passed my house like 15 times in the middle of the night because they had to stay out to sea. Oh, it was so stupid.
So,
but when we first got on, you had to put everybody had to do a demonstration like, okay, I know how to work my life jacket.
Yeah, they do that like right as you're taking off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you guys do like iceberg drills?
Only on the Alaska cruise.
Oh, man. Yeah, so my parents actually love cruises for those reasons. You just go there, you hang out, you food, the whole nine. But, you know, it's interesting because I was wondering, I was just reading this article about feel-good foods, and then it got me thinking, like, I wonder how many of these feel-good foods they actually, like, serve on cruises because, you know, you probably go there, you eat all the crap you possibly can over 3 days or a week or whatever. But
oh, you could make money speaker, too. You'd be blown away.
As a speaker?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Speaker who go on cruises makes them bank.
Really? All right. So
as long as you're making them feel good. It's right. The whole thing. You can't be talking about depressing stuff. Like your wife couldn't come on talking about
they just jump
your funeral stuff or anything.
You know, just go on. You're stuck there for days on end and you depress them. That's
it's not good.
No, probably not the kind of cruise. Although there might be demand for that kind of cruise line, but we'll steer people away from that for right now. But I was thinking about it because there are a number of feel-good foods that I didn't even know about, like things that really elevate you know, your chemicals and this, that, and the other. And I was wondering, like, you know, if any of this stuff served on that cruise ship. But here's an interesting thing is I just saw this study, and some of these things I didn't even know because I'm a foodie. Like, I love food. I'm not a foodie in terms of, like, making those designer dinners and this, that, and the other. I mean, not that way, but I like my food.
Okay.
And so I didn't realize that there were so many foods that were, like, so much better for you than others. And so I just saw this list here, and I was like, dang, I don't really eat much of this feel-good
stuff. Share the list, because I think...
You mean better feeling or better for you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There's, both... in this case, we're talking about feeling. We're talking about things that affect your metabolism and serotonins and those sort of things. Magnesium is, like, a big thing on the list. And so if you're short on magnesium, that might hurt you. So magnesium, do you know where magnesium is found? Any guesses?
Bananas
is one of the good ones.
Dark leafy greens.
Yep.
Nuts, seeds, pumpkin seeds actually is one of the big ones. I know you're a pumpkin seed dude. Avocados, whole grains, yogurt, kefir. Still don't know how to pronounce that thing. And Swiss chard of all the things you could find magnesium. Now, interestingly enough, of course, vitamin C. So like any of the vitamin C things evidently boost your in you with your cough and your cold and that sort of thing. Maybe it's something to think about because it boosts your immune system. What else? Grapes. I didn't realize grapes were so good for you. Grapes evidently are like really because they have something called resveratrol.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What is
really
it?
Really good for you.
Do you know who you're talking to, Steve?
I have no idea, evidently.
Basically,
resveratrol? I've never even heard of these things.
I'm going to bring you a link to some really good stuff where basically just look at the food and the food itself will
tell you if
tell
I'm good
you
or not.
What's what it's for. So grapes are for the blood. They look like
they
blood,
look like blood.
But, you know, carrots. You break a carrot, looks like eyes. Celery for the bones. Okay. Walnut for the brain.
Celery for the bones. That makes sense. Looks like a bone.
Oh, nice. I like that.
I never even thought about that. All right. So folic acid, evidently, is something if you're not. So these are all mood things. Like if you're feeling kind of down, whatever. Maybe go to some of these things.
What about vitamin B
to help you pick up? So by the way, folic acid. Do you know where folic acid is found? I never would have guessed this at all. It's
milk,
bok choy, and turnip greens. I never would have thought of such a thing. So here you go. So B6. Yep. So B6 is found in the poultry and the leafy greens and the beef. And evidently, they convert tryptophan, which is that stuff that like you know puts you to sleep. Somehow these things convert it into serotonin, which is interesting because I didn't realize that happened. I thought if you were just in tryptophan state, you were like sleepy and like turkey, go to bed. But Evidently,
that's just because people eat way too damn much on Thanksgiving.
They're full.
The probiotic stuff evidently is really good for you. Again, the key for the yogurt. And interestingly enough, my wife will be happy about this, sauerkraut. Sauerkraut is one of those things where you can definitely kick it with some probiotics.
As long as it's real.
Not dark chocolate.
Yeah.
So dark chocolate, sure. You know, for all those years we said chocolate, stay away from it, this, that, and the other. Evidently, dark chocolate
real
is really, really good.
Yeah.
It raises your endorphin levels, but you have to choose the dark chocolate with at least 70% of cacao, yep. Or however you say that, which is interesting. And then mushrooms, not the fancy kind, but the actual, like, fungi, which evidently is an antidepressant.
Oh, there you go.
Who knew such a thing? Although that does make sense because mushrooms are clearly antidepressant. And then quinoa and salmon. So things to think about. So next
blueberries,
time you're on a cruise,
I'm surprised they didn't say blueberries.
Yeah, that's interesting. Blueberries was not on there. I've always heard that's a good one. So next time you're on a cruise, maybe those are some other things to focus on. And it will elevate your mood even when you're stuck on the high seas with people that you're like, oh my God, how am I going to be on here for the next 7 days?
Thousands of people go on these things, right?
Right.
20 or a little over 2,000. Yeah. They make 6,000 meals a day.
6,000? That's insane. So this is one of those huge, huge ships. All right, guys. Well, travel safe and ask Richie for his cruise advice, because evidently we've got an expert on board here. And for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast edition here of Reinvention Radio, we love you, and we will talk to you here next time on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say. If you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing, the easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.